No one makes me feel the way you do inside.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. It's Todd Zwillick, and you're listening there to R&B singer and piano man PJ Morton, Grammy-nominated solo R&B singer PJ Morton, who you might also know as the keyboardist for mega group Maroon 5. Well, PJ stopped by our studios recently. He sat down and played some music from his first solo album. It's called Gumbo.
Be the way we were when we first began.
Gumbo takes PJ Morton back to his New Orleans roots. It sprung two Grammy nominations for PJ, one for Best R&B Album, the other for Best R&B Song. For that track, it's called First Began. And along with the sounds of his hometown, PJ brings some political energy to an album channeled through musicians of the civil rights era.
And, you know, for me, this record, Gumbo, was a pivotal moment the same way What's Going On was for Marvin Gaye. I felt the same way. I felt that I had to say more. It wasn't even that I wanted to, you know. I felt it necessary and a responsibility to say more.
I sat down with PJ Morton, him at the piano, me alongside on the mic, and we talked about gospel, we talked about politics, and even a little bit about Stevie Wonder.
You know, I'm a preacher's kid, so started in church, like a lot of soul artists, R&B artists, and when I was good enough at 14 and 15, I started playing at the gospel brunch at the House of Blues. A bunch of people came every week, every Sunday, and I would play for some different groups there, and it was really some of the early, besides church, it was like my earliest being in front of an audience, like, you know, seeing how that worked.
And you said that the new album Gumbo is maybe your first chance to say what you want to say with your music. We'll come to that. But, you know, mm-hmm. a young musician, 14, even though you were advanced, hanging out with older musicians.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that prepares you for what was in your future, which was not just musical success and an audience. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't know if you can call Maroon 5 a supergroup, but this is a band that sold out the arena in my town. I mean, that's a different level of performing.
Yeah, I mean, we've performed in front of audiences where I couldn't see where the audience ended, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. But playing in front of hundreds of thousands of people didn't prepare me for recording with Stevie,
right.
You know what I mean?
PJ, I got you here at the piano. Would you just play a couple of bars of what you played with Stevie Wonder?
Sure.
Yeah. Just give us a little bit.
It's a song called Only One. It goes,
pretty sure I don't need anything else. This is the best feeling I've ever felt. I know it took a long time, but now I'm here. And I ain't going nowhere, no more fear. Room full of people, but I only see you. I'm so focused, everything else is in my rear view. Tell me what it's going to take for you to see that I only want to be with you. Say, girl, you know that you're the only one that I want. One that I want, one that I want. You know that you're the only one that I need. One that I need, one that I need.
Yeah.
A room full of people, but I only see you.
That's right.
I love that.
Yeah, thank you,
man. I love
that. I still hear it now, and I'm just in awe, man. I mean, it to me, you know, because Stevie is very, very responsible for me wanting to be an artist in the first place. I was a keyboard player who was writing songs and sang, so he was who I looked to as influence.
So we were talking a little bit before, because you're a son of New Orleans.
That's right.
You've been out on the road, of course, for years, but you were in Atlanta, mm-hmm. in L.A., here in New York, and now you're back home.
I'm back home in New Orleans. Yeah, I've been home for 2 years now. I kind of thought I'd never move back home, actually. And I just became kind of uninspired. You know, having success with the band is awesome, but I just wanted more. I wanted some purpose, you know, outside of that. So I decided to go back home and started this boutique label, Morton Records, which is also why these Grammy nods are big. It's an independent label that I just started. But I really wanted to give the city something that I didn't have. I had to leave New Orleans to find the music industry and find success in that way, because while New Orleans is so huge on performance and so much talent, there always been that. There's always been a lack of music business infrastructure, right? So I wanted to move back home and kind of create an environment where we start to make records at home and start to export this charm that we have in New Orleans out to the world. So Gumbo, this album is just a start in that. But I'm excited about the future of being home and like giving back and just really investing in the city and being a part of the fabric of the city.
Did you watch closely hurricane recovery in Puerto Rico? And I ask, of course, as a man from New Orleans.
Yeah, sure.
Everybody always asks people from New Orleans about hurricane recovery, but there's mm-hmm. a situation after Maria. I think, I don't know, 40% of people on the island still don't have power. That's the ballpark figure.
Yeah.
It wasn't 60 people that died. It was closer to 1,000,
sure.
according to the best analysis.
Yeah.
Somebody from New Orleans watching that situation has to see something familiar.
Sure, sure. A lot that could have been learned from Katrina wasn't put into action this time, you know, which is the sensitivity. I think it's probably a deeper conversation just of how Puerto Rico is treated, you know, in general. And they're brown people, you know, unfortunately. I'm the guy, I was the only black in my class, right, from kindergarten to eighth grade. Well, actually, second grade, Keith Taylor came, and it was two black people into seventh grade. And I'm the guy who doesn't like to make things about color. You know, I was around all types of people. Obviously, I'm the only black dude in Maroon 5. You know what I'm saying? I don't try to make it about color, but when I like to call things what they are, you know, call a spade a spade. We had tragedies right before that didn't include brown people, and it was just treated differently, you know. But I just think, you know, as Americans, we're supposed to be there for our people, you know. And I know there was a lot of neglect in Katrina, and I just felt like lessons should have been learned from that, and it's unfortunate.
You did a song, I think last year, Everything's Gonna Be All Right. Was that last year?
Yeah, the album, yeah, on Gumbo, yeah, it came out last year.
Now, you did that with BJ the Chicago Kid, who was nominated for a Grammy last year.
Yes.
I saw in R&B.
Yeah, and I wrote on that album as well.
Well, can I get a few bars of that?
Everything's Gonna Be All Right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
love
sure.
Love to hear it.
I'll go straight to the second verse, because that's what I kind of talk about what's going on here. Let's see. Two steps forward, but 10 steps backwards. Everything's gonna be alright. They're killing us dead like our lives don't matter. Everything's gonna be alright. I can hear you loud and clear. Everything's gonna be alright. And it feels like you don't want me here. Everything's gonna be alright. It will be alright. Alright. Alright, yeah, alright. It will be alright. Alright, 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 yeah. Alright.
It's really great to have you, PJ Morton. You got the Grammys coming up.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
Two
yes,
nominations.
Sir. That's right.
Maybe you'll have that microphone again if they call your name at the Grammys.
It would be amazing, man. I'm just, yeah, I know it's cliche, but I'm super honored just to be nominated amongst these greats in our industry, and I'm excited. Hopefully I win.
PJ Morton, solo artist and keyboardist for Maroon 5. Great to have you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
The Grammy Awards are this weekend, so we'll have to wait and see if PJ Morton takes home a win. In the meantime, you can check out a video of PJ performing in our studios. Just head to our website at thetakeaway.org. You know, some people never change their mind. Things gonna be alright. But either way, we're gonna be just fine. Things gonna be alright. Mm. Even when you try to bring me down. Things gonna be alright. You see, I'm still here. Let me adjust my crime. Things gonna be alright.